The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. If you want to join the conversation, 850-437-1620. Today I have Andy Anderson and Kate Moorer from the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I mean, I'm living the dream right now.
Oh, good.
Behind the board. I'm asking you the questions.
That's right. We're in the hot seat today.
Being in the hot seat can be fun, and then sometimes it can be terrifying. So I got a good seat right here.
There you go. That's right.
So tell us, how long, Katie, how long have you been doing realty, or better yet, what inspired you to start working in the realty business?
So That is a loaded question, but I love answering
so
it.
So loaded.
I started realty because I have a burning passion for meeting people, helping people, being out in the community, and really all of those kind of aligned with the real estate career. I was in dentistry for 10 years. I loved the relationships I formed, but I just felt that was time to be put away and move on to something different. I made a connection with Christina Leavenworth and early on, and ended up joining her team a few years ago and have not looked back. I've just loved every minute of it. Everything and every day is different, and you just never know what's going to happen. So it's kind of an exciting, surprising career.
There is a little bit of a relationship between real estate and working in the dental business, because people tell you, it's just like going to the hairdresser, everybody's telling you about their life and their problems and they need help.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a completely different aspect, because you can really help them get into a home that builds that life.
That's right. Yeah, you're helping their need, their problems. You're solving problems, really. So I'm not solving problems by cleaning your teeth, but I'm solving problems by helping you, either whether you're going through a divorce and need to sell your home, or you are expanding, or you're downsizing. So there's always something. The market's always moving, so it's very exciting.
That's great. Andy, how long have you been in?
I joined Christina about 2 years ago. Believe it or not, I got into it because of just a couple of experiences with real estate. I'm originally from Indianapolis, and when I moved down here, Christina helped me find a house, and she did just an awesome job, and I thought that really made sense for me. I didn't always wanted to be in real estate, and so I joined her as soon as I could and just have had a blast. I mean, she is awesome, and we have a lot of fun.
That's great. I do have a secret to share. I am totally obsessed with watching reality TV as far as the real estate side. Not that I, like the drama piece, but I love looking at the homes and some of the homes that they go in and they rebuild and that sort of thing. But I just love looking at new homes. I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I even before I was in real estate, I was constantly on realtor.com or Zillow or homes.com, just scrolling to see what was going on, what's for sale, what's coming. Not just in the Pensacola area, but I love to just look in other big cities, like what's a price point for the 4-2 there, and what
right.
does it look like, and it's really fun to just see what's out there.
That's great. We have a new build we just moved into 3 months ago. It's beautiful. Our second new build home. Not that I have anything against older homes, because I've lived in those as well, but there's something about a new build, or just knowing that when you walk into it that you're the first one to take, take a nap. There might have been someone napping while they were building it, but you the first one to like put your, pizzazz on it.
New build smell too.
Oh, I love the new build smell. When I have a client that's looking at both resale and new build, it's funny because we'll go into the new build and they're like, oh, this smells so good. Like, smells so fresh. It doesn't have people's cooking smells and pet smells. Yep. And so it definitely does leave its lasting impression on you. Where did you guys purchase your new build?
So we purchased in Avalon, Milton area.
Oh, yeah.
Right up Andy's alley over there. It's his neck of the woods.
There's a lot of new building going on in the area. We're off of Del Monte, and it's a nice, it's really nice. We have, you know what? We have great neighbors.
I love that.
So they didn't sell us the neighbors because we were kind of buying the homes at the same time, but we were so lucky. We had some really, really great neighbors. But when we go the back way, and I call it the back way just because it feels like it is, but into like Pace or P Ridge area, there's a lot of homes going up.
Yeah, there really are. Pace is certainly growing by leaps and bounds. And I think the Avalon area is going to do kind of the same. It's more independent builders down that way as opposed to large home builder companies, which you'll find up in Pace and Milton. But, yeah, there's a lot of nice construction. I know exactly where you're talking about. That's a good area.
We did look at a couple other new builds, and they were really, really great. But one of the things that I appreciated about this particular home was that the builder worked with us.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, we're going to throw in all these extra things and try to take you for a ride.
Right.
It was like, hey, this is going to be your home. We want to make sure that what little things we can customize at the end, we can do that for you. And it worked out really, really, really great. So
yeah, that's
makes
fun.
A big difference.
Yeah, it really does. And it's an easy, quick jaunt to get here.
Yeah,
and
it's easy access to 10 and easy access to the shopping and Pace, too.
Yeah, it really, really is. I did pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah. You did.
I know, right?
You actually did, yeah.
Construction is exploding all over our area from, you know, you still have it going in Beulah to Cantonment and Pace, Milton, even Crestview.
Yep.
Is putting in a bunch of new subdivisions, which is nice for military out there as well. Navarre still sells very well. They're kind of doing developments everywhere.
So. Right. It's good because there's something for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
And there is. And I know in this time that we're in the real estate temperature, you know, it's good because a lot of the builders are offering incentives, you know.
Right.
So if you can't do a 7% interest rate, they'll offer sometimes a 4.99. They want to get you in the door. They can't sit on builds that are not sold. You know what I'm saying? They can't do any of that. So
right.
It's nice to have that option for buyers as well if they don't have all that money to put down and closing costs, and it gives them an option.
That's great. So kind of bouncing off of that, given the current market trends, how do you describe the real estate area in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and obviously the metro area?
It's actually still very active. I would say I wouldn't necessarily qualify it as truly a complete seller's market, but I'd say the seller is a little bit more in charge still. We're seeing concessions a lot, I would say. We're seeing price corrections in a lot of ways, but overall, the market is pretty steady. We're still, I think we have, what, six or seven months worth of inventory last I looked, and we're still hovering in the lower to mid-60s in days on market, which means, you know, houses are selling at about the appropriate amount of time. The interest rates have not really hindered too many people. If you got to buy, you got to buy. And, you know, sometimes you just have to move. And right now, they're staying pretty steady, and we've seen some reductions recently, but overall, the market's good. I mean, it's still selling. I think everybody just is still reeling from the prices that we're dealing with. The change over the past few years is hard to understand and deal with, but I don't see that changing very quickly.
I would say it feels more reasonable in this area than where I came from. And we were just kind of like on the brink of where it started to feel like it was going to change from a seller's market to a buyer's market. It was a really good time for us to sell. Interest rates were going up, but the housing market was still kind of teetering in the same place. You certainly weren't going to get the ridiculous prices that some people were paying. I mean, I came from Maine, so people were paying, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 over market.
Yeah.
You know, with the pandemic and that, everyone's like, oh, we're going to Maine to work from home.
Yeah.
You know, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You just, thank you. But they were paying completely ridiculous prices. But luckily for us, we bought a new build and we were able to make some money on it by selling it within the next few years to come to like this is God's country. I don't care what anyone says.
Paradise.
It is.
Like, this is amazing. Really is. Yeah. Yeah. One look at that beach, and I was like, heck yeah, yeah. We're doing this.
New construction, as long as you stay a little bit of time, you will have enough equity. It's just with the military, sometimes those people get stuck because they buy and then they have to move a little more quickly than they wanted to or expected to. So that's sometimes a little bit of a problem. But overall, you can still have enough equity.
Great. I want to remind everybody, you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. And today I have Andy and Kate in from the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rink Realty. If you have any questions for these folks, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Hit us on the text line at 850-437-1620. Do not be bashful. I have experts, right?
Yes. Call us up. Ask us any questions that you have. Maybe any question.
Right.
I don't know.
Some questions. So what is your, what is the overall approach of your team when someone comes and they're like, I want to buy a home? Like, what are the kind of things that you do to make people feel comfortable and help them walk through the process with the least amount of pain as possible?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming for buyers, whether it's your first time buying or you've done it 5 different times. And I feel like with each realtor, you're going to have a different experience. I like to handhold a little bit, depending on kind of where they are in their life and what they need and why they're buying. I always, and I think our whole team approaches it the same way, we like to just sit down. We love the face-to-face. We want to establish that relationship. Ask the questions. Get to know you. You know, why this area? What's brought you here? You know, what are you looking for? What are your goals? Tell me about yourself. And then from there, we kind of just walk through the process, you know. What, you know, from pre-approval letter if you're needing lending to making an offer, what that looks like, if you go under contract, with the first couple days to the first couple weeks of being under contract, and really kind of spelling it all out. We have a pretty intricate buyer's guide that takes them step by step and really helps answer a lot of their preliminary questions. We have great relationships with lenders and inspectors, and it really helps having those good relationships, because when you're purchasing a home and you're using a lender, the last thing you want is your lender completely stressing you out and not able to communicate. And in this industry, communication is key. You cannot communicate enough.
Right.
So if my client's reaching out to me before I've reached out to them, I've dropped the ball somewhere. So I really make it a point to talk as much as I can, to really not, you know, we're not under contract and you're just going off on your own, but to really be there every step of the way.
It also sounds like you do a really good job at, by getting to know the person, you know what kind of home they're going to be happy in?
Mm-hmm. Usually pretty quickly, yeah. I mean, I prefer to show at least a couple of homes, kind of get a feel for that person and see what's kind of hitting their buttons. And then it's easier to dial in what you're looking for. And we do a lot of people from out of town. I mean, I moved here sight unseen on the house we bought, and that happens all the time in our area because we have people in other areas of the country that want to move here, but you can't come and look at every house, especially with, as we kind of made clear earlier, the market's kind of hot, so houses are going to sell quickly, and you may have to buy it without seeing it, and that's an option. We can walk people through that. We're very much a team as well, so there's 5 of us on the team, and we all help each other. We all bounce ideas off of each other. It's very much a team.
Yeah, I would say with it, we love our military. We help a lot of military clients. And, you know, most of the time, I would say more than not, they are buying sight unseen.
Yep.
And so it's a lot when we do that of, I
trust.
Make fun of myself. Yeah. But, yes, it's trust. It's getting on the floor with a video, a FaceTime with them. Like, okay, the floors are in good condition. Like, the baseboards are not beat up. Or, no, this
doesn't
house.
Doesn't smell like a dog.
Yeah, has yeah. not. And they have to. It's a lot of trust, and it's a lot of building that relationship, because the last thing we want is them to get here and be closed on their home and be completely devastated. What did I just buy?
Right.
And then you feel like the worst person ever. So it's exciting to go and do video tours and things like that, but it's also a huge undertaking and just a lot of trust that you have to have with that person and really know what they want.
Right. I will tell you, the first house that I bought, my boyfriend loves basset hounds.
Aww.
And so we walk in this first place and like, oh, there's out in the garden, there's a basset hound little statue thing.
Oh, no.
And we walk in and I was like, what's that smell? There was 2 basset hounds that lived there.
Yes.
We did buy the home, and it cleaned up so well, but you could completely tell. So fun fact. But but a new home smells so wonderful. We do have a question in the text line. Do hurricane windows add to the value of your property?
I wouldn't say they add to the value, but they most certainly give you a reduction in your insurance. And, you know, I would say that if it's an older home and you've put new hurricane protected windows in, that would definitely help because the buyer, because they're not going to have to put new windows in when they purchase. So there is some room there as far as positive equity, I would say, yeah. and resale value. But as far as getting out exactly what you put into it, we really don't see that.
I would say it's a great selling point.
It is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, our home has those windows, and I didn't necessarily at first been like, I need the hurricane, but it really was a plus. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got hurricane windows.
As long as it's after 2004, they're double paned, you know, they're in good condition. That's why we get those inspection reports, you know, and get all of the deductions we can on insurance policies. So,
great.
Yeah, great question.
We do have another comment. What agents need to also address HOAs and if there is an assessment coming?
Yeah, HOAs, and most of the HOAs that we have around the area aren't really toothy and aggressive. There's different levels of that. As far as assessments go, that's in the disclosure. So there's an HOA disclosure that comes with an HOA home that the seller is required to fill out and say whether or not there is an assessment coming or not. It's very similar to the seller's property disclosure, which you fill out that lets a buyer know, you know, if something's happened to the house, if it's flooded, if there's been an insurance claim, you know, whether or not it's on septic, sewer, things like that. They have to answer all those questions. And that HOA disclosure is basically the same thing.
Yeah, but it comes out before you even want to make an offer, yeah, you'll be able to have that knowledge. And if it's not, you can always ask the question. And when you write an offer, as far as assessments, if there is one, there's an option to negotiate that, whether mm-hmm. the seller pay in full prior to closing, whether it's something the buyer is going to have to take care of, whether they'll split it. So there's definitely options there. And I find that as I'm working with clients, they either want to be in an HOA or they want nothing to do with an HOA. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely pros and cons. But like Andy touched on, I mean, I've always lived in an HOA community, and I've loved it. I become part of the neighborhood. It really has helped the neighborhoods that I've lived in be nice. The lawns are taken care of.
Right.
There's no cars parked in the street, and I enjoy that. But sometimes people do not, and they don't care, and they would rather not have to pay the dues every year. So I get it either way.
It's definitely worth investigating and looking into it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're watching social media and your, you know, algorithm keeps hitting those silly, you know, videos of people from HOAs, mm-hmm. you're going to have a jaded thought, but at least investigate it and look into it, because HOAs can be really great.
Yeah, and you know, this day and age with social media, there's so many community pages. Like, whatever neighborhood you live in, there is a Facebook page for it. And you could easily get on there and see what it's like. I mean, is it an inclusive community where they're all trying to help each other better and beautify it? Or is it just like, he parked here and she doesn't have her weeds pulled and all of this stuff, you know? And rules and regulations, the covenants and restrictions are something that are also made available to anybody that's interested in a property.
Before they make a decision. Are there current challenges in the market, and what do you foresee coming?
The prices are a challenge. The interest rates, I mean, I would argue that the interest rates currently are at a point that is quote-unquote normal, somewhere between 5 and 8%. And that's kind of a normal environment for that to be in. So I think the prices are a bit challenging. There's cases right now where it may be cheaper for somebody to rent that maybe they're not staying in the area, or maybe they're not sure they're going to stay in the area. And I would argue that speed is kind of the essence as well. At the same time, because we are still in a little bit of a hot market, buyers need to be prepared to move as quickly as possible. And sometimes that's painful, especially when you're a newer buyer. You don't have the experience of how it works. And like Kate said, we try really hard to walk people through it. I kid with my buyers and sellers a lot, because that's just me. I play a joke, you know, but in all seriousness, it's really important to understand the process and be comfortable that your realtor is going to walk you through it.
Great.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely the selling side and the buying side is just completely different right now in our market. And if you're looking to sell your home, really sitting down with somebody on our team and letting them be honest with you, like, this is what you need to do to your home to get it ready to be put on the market. Or, good news, your home is beautiful, it's perfect, it's been well maintained, and it's ready for pictures. But you have so much competition right now on the market. You need to not only price your home aggressively and listen to professional advice, but you also need to have your home stand out. And maintenance goes a long way.
Yes.
Just your normal maintenance, and you can tell by just walking into a home if they've well maintained that home. And then, you know, on the buying side, I think I would say buyers are slow to pull the trigger right now. And it's because not only do we have higher than not necessarily normal, but in the past few years, interest rates. So that's something hard to swallow, especially when you're looking at a $400,000 home at 6.5%. That's a hefty payment every month. But then you have in Florida your insurance and taxes that are kind of wonky too. So I think it's hard for them. So it's a lot of education. It's a lot of, you know, let's date the rate, marry the house, and kind of close this door and move on. And I don't see the market really doing anything drastic in the next 6 months. I think this is kind of where we're going to be. And in our area, we're different than anywhere else in the country. You know, we have not only people that are moving laterally and buying, like from Pensacola to Milton or Pensacola to Pensacola in just different areas, but we have investors that want to buy rental properties. We have military that are constantly coming and going. So our market's just a little bit different here. A little bit more going on, I would say.
Right. I think so too. Oh, yeah. I think one of the things, backtracking a tad, as far as interest rates go, I think people don't remember that or don't realize that the interest rates that some of us were encountering years ago,
18%,
or even just like a couple years ago, like the twos and threes and that sort of thing, those aren't normal. Our parents, my parents were, you know, the 13 and the 18 and that sort of thing. So even though it feels like a huge jump between like maybe a 2.5 or a 3 to a 6 or 7 or 8, it's not as horrible as it could be.
No, and those low interest rates did actually have an effect on the overall market overall, because you had people that bought as much as they could afford, logically so, at a super low interest rate. And that causes the prices of everything else to kind of go up, because they can't now sell their house and buy another one with the newest interest rates at the same quality. And so it keeps your supply a little bit lower. And that's kind of what we've run into.
Great. We have about a minute and a half left. If you have any last minute questions, 850-437-1620. But if you don't happen to get your question in, you can call the Leavenworth team at 850-378-1260. Monday through Friday.
Saturday and Sunday. 365 days a year.
Leave a message. If they don't pick up, they're going to be sure to get back to you.
Yes, there's five. We're a awesome team. So we've got everybody on deck at all times. We're all full-time realtors and love what we do. So please call, text, anything. We'd love to help you out.
That's great. And do you work with specific lenders as well? Mm-hmm.
Any lenders, but obviously there's some that we've had more experience with. With your lender, one of the most important things is their communication with both the buyer, seller, and the realtor. And because once you go under contract, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you won't see. And there's a ton of communication between lender, title, and realtor. Title's in charge of making sure that when you buy it, it's yours, and your lender's in charge of making sure that the money is secure and everything's going to work out.
And I think it sounds like with you folks, I know with other agents, that you really build a great relationship with those financial institutions that you're working with, because it's part of your name and your integrity to offer services at a high level. Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is the Christina Leavenworth. You're welcome. Leavenworth team at Levin Rink Realty. 850-378-1260. Call them 24/7.
That's right. We're here.